on Monday the 28th of July, Kofei Tammuz, Rabbi David Abakatis, Yerushalayim.
Shalom uvracha to everybody. If I could share with you some thoughts on the Beis HaMikdash, or the lack of the Beis HaMikdash, during this period of the 3 weeks, I saw an interesting little piece in Pesikta Rabasi. And it goes like this. Tosach Rabbi Tanchuma, Vei Rabbi Abba, Zeus Nemra, Veruah HaKodesh Al Yedei Shlomo. It's telling us that Shir HaShirim was said by Shlomo HaMelech with divine inspiration. And he quotes a pasuk from Perek Zayin in Shir HaShirim. Sararech Agan HaSahar Al Yechzar HaMadik. Now the word sararech is an unusual word, and the Mefashim explains sararech means the navel, the belly button. So, and it says as follows, I'll try just to explain the pshat of the words. Sararech, the navel, is describing his beautiful color, and he is concentrating on the navel. And of course we know that it's not to be taken literally. And he's saying that the navel is like a agan, it's a dish made of marble, a round dish made of marble, and it's hasacha, it's like a moon, like a round moon. On this, the Medrash says as follows, Zu Sanhedrin, what is this navel? Zu Sanhedrin Gedoyla, this is referring to the Sanhedrin Gedoyla, Shehaisa Yerushalayim, that sat in Yerushalayim, Danalim Din Nefoshes, and he would judge all sorts of cases dealing with capital punishment. Why is it compared to the navel? Why is the Sanhedrin compared to the navel? אלא מה האומר הזה נתון באמצע של אדם? When a lady is pregnant, the child is in the center of a body and is being fed from the navel, from the umbilical cord. ככה יישא סנהדרין יושבת בירושלים, so too was a Sanhedrin sitting in the center of the world, the center of Israel, he and Sa'isa Shalaylam, which is the center of the world, and from there he would feed out Torah to the entire world, the schools of the Torah of the Sanhedrin, where you had this great Chachomim learning Torah there, in the Beis HaMikdash, from there it would affect the entire world. On a previous occasion I spoke here about Yerushalayim being the center of the world, and more specifically, Yerushalayim being the heart of the world. And the model was that there was Yerushalayim down here, which is the heart of the world, and from there, all the organs, the rest of the world being all the organs, are fed from Yerushalayim, and the brain, which controls the heart, is Yerushalayim Shel Malach. What happens, what is the effect when we don't have this model of Yerushalayim Shel Mala and Yerushalayim Shel Mata, and it's not functioning in a proper way? And the Gemara in Soita tells us as follows. What's all of the Mishnah in Perek Tet of Soita? And it says, Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, from the time that the temple was destroyed, Batla Shamir, the Knot of Sufim, is a list of things that the world no longer has as a result of the destruction of the temple. Knot of Sufim is a special, very sweet honey from a place called Soifim. Others, the Gemara explains another pshat. The Gemara gives two pshats. One is that there was wheat in Eretz Israel, that it was so rich that when the women baked it with this flour, it was like it, they had put in it oil and honey, and when they baked it in the oven, if you put in two breads into the same oven, they would grow so much that they would all join together. The produce of Eretz Israel was so abundant and so rich, that stopped when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. The produce of Israel is no longer the same. That abundance doesn't exist anymore. And it goes on. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Mishum Rabbi Yehoshua, Miyom Shecharav Beis Hamikdash, En Yom Shem Bo Kelala. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, since the temple was destroyed, there isn't a day that doesn't go by that it's not cursed. Velo Yarad Hatal Libracha. And the dew that's supposed to come down to the earth as a bracha for vegetation to grow, it comes down not for bracha but as a klala. Menital tama peiros, fruit no longer taste as wonderful as they were when the temple was in existence. And Rabbi Yossi Oimer, av nital shumana peiros. So Rabbi Yossi, that even that the fat that there used to be in fruit, that no longer exists. If we realize that the Beis Hamikdash was the heart of the world, and like a heart, pumps blood to the rest of the body and feeds the entire body, so too Yerushalayim had this quality that it actually fed the entire world. Well, if there is no Beis Hamikdash, something is not functioning properly anymore, and hence, all the things that the Mishnah told us are not functioning properly. So there's no surprise that the Mishnah tells you that these things no longer exist. The Gemara goes on and elaborates a little bit. And it says as follows. Amar Rava, kol yom vayom meruba kelaloso mishel chaver. Every day, not only there isn't a day that there isn't a klala, but every day the kalala is worse than the previous day. And it learns him from the pasuk. The pasuk says in the Devarim, "Baboiker toimar mis and erev, ba'erev toimar mis and boiker." In the evening you will say, "Oh, I wish it was morning," and in the morning you would say, "I wish it was evening." Gemara, hey boiker, what morning do you wish it would be? When the evening comes, you say, "I wish it was morning." Not the next day. If you're telling me that it's tomorrow morning, I'm wishing for the day to go, and I wish it was already tomorrow morning. No. Me yada, I have it. Who knows, tomorrow it'll be a better day than today. So the Gemara, ala de halif ve'azil. We are saying, things are so bad today, I wish it was yesterday. Even though yesterday was bad, but what today has brought is so much worse than I wish it was yesterday. Now, I'll come back to this Gemara in a minute. I don't want to sound as everything is just doom and gloom. I want to share with you a piece of Zohar where Rabbi Eliezer was once sitting, and a guy, a wise guy, he calls him Hakim. Yoyma had atalekame had Hakim, says Rabbi Eliezer. One day came to him a wise guy. Amale, and he says to him, to Rabbi Eliezer, Saba, Saba, Talat Bayan, I've got three questions, old man. Had, he says to him, one, Atun Amrin the Yizbanelahu ben Magdishachara. You Yidden are hoping that the third temple will be rebuilt. That's your hopes. The lo havu le midne ela trezimne. He was a wise guy. He was a Bokitanach. He quoted Sukkim to Rabbi Eliezer saying that there's no way in the Torah any reference to more than two temples. And he was referring to a pasuk in the Shir, where it says, Machon l'shiftecha pa'alt l'Hashem, Mikdash Hashem kunenu yadecha. Machon l'shiftecha, a dwelling place for you to dwell. Pa'alt Hashem, you Hashem have made. And Mikdash Hashem kunenu yadecha. You have made a Mikdash Hashem, your own hands. And the Goy was referring to this pasuk and saying, the Torah gives you a remnant to two temples. Why are you hoping for a third temple? He says to Rabbi Eliezer. You will find no reference in the Torah to a third temple. What God promised He will build is already built. It's gone. And there is no more. And then he quotes from the Novi Haggai, who says, God will yek was a bite hazeh, ha'horon minareshon. The prophet says very clearly, greater will be the glory of this latter temple than the former first one. Only a reference to two. Second question. He says, Atun Amrim, the Atun Kireven Malkaila. You even claim that you are attached to God. Atem hadeveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem. We are attached to God. Banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. We are the children of Hashem. Yatir mikol she'aramin. You think you are greater than all other people. You are closer to God more than anybody else. Mandem mitkarem l'malka. If you were truly close to God, you hadit adim, you would be constantly happy. Yatir mikol b'nei alma. You would be more content than all other nations of the world. You wouldn't be oppressed. You would not be frightened. But you, Yidden, you are suffering. And you are being oppressed. You're constantly in sorrow. Yatir mikol b'nei alma, more than any other people in the world. The Anan, he says, a goy said to Rabbi Eliezer, hey, loit kariv lansar, troubles don't come near us. We don't have no sorrow, we're not oppressed, we live in comfortable. Anan kirin the malka, it must follow, logically, that we are closer to God than you are. They are tun rehikin minen, you must be very far from God. They are then idlechu tzaran, therefore you're suffering. Third question, he says. Vatu, atun lo achle nedeilam treifa. We are very careful as Yidden what we eat. We don't eat the treifa, we don't eat the nedeila. An animal is not 100% healthy, we can't eat it. We don't eat shikotsim and remosim and tripitolis and all sorts of things. We don't eat. It would follow that we should be healthier. The gufa tilechon left the dubriusa. Should be healthier. Anan, achlinen kol madibayinen. We eat what we want. Shikotsim, remosim. Anan, takifim, becheila, bedriusa. And we're strong, we're starker, we're healthy. Why is it? These are his three questions. And then, he was a nasty guy. He says to Rabbi Eliezer, Saba, Saba, Loteima, Li, Mide, don't answer me, I don't want to hear your answers. Delash Meina, I will not listen to you. Velo Akabel Minach, and I will not accept it. It accepted Rabbi Eliezer tremendously. He looked at the goy and he became a pile of bones. And he was very upset. He felt a lot of sorrow, not for himself, the covert of Am Yisrael and the covert of Hashem Yisbarach. He got over it. And when he got over it, he said he couldn't answer. And he says like this, Yom Ahad Anna Sha'alna Ilan Milin, I asked these questions to Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi said to him, he says, you know, when this guy asked you, in Shemayim, the Malachim also sat down in the heavenly academies, and they debated these problems. And they also was asking this question. They couldn't answer it either. They brought it in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah? The Amar, we have a Metifte Takia, it's Sadru, Kameh, the Kutsa Berifu. They laid all this question in front of Hashem. The Hachi Ho, and this is the answer he gave. And he says as follows. Gamifakwam Yisrael Mimraim, and the Yidden came out of Egypt. Hashem Yisbarach had plans for Am Yisrael. His plans were Ba'aku Chabarichu, Lemev Adlon Be'ara. He wants to bring them to the Eretz Yisrael. The Malachim, as if Am Yisrael were like Malachim. Kaddishim, holy Malachim. Uba'al Lemev Nelon Beisa Kaddishim, he wants Hashem Yisbarach to build them a temple himself. Not that we should build it. He would build it. U'nachtalem migoshmei rakim, bring it from Shemayim. U'natal only Israel, he would plant Am Yisrael in Eretz Israel, so we could never be uprooted from there. Netziva kadisha, a holy plant. Kigovna, the diukna, the leila, and everything would be down here as the spiritual realms are. And this is what's written in the Pasuk, Tiviyemu v'titayemu b'char nahal asifa. Be'anatar, the machon l'shivtecha, in the place that Hashem wanted to dwell. No, the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, Baal Hashem. Yeah. And then he goes on in his sermon. Be'ahu de pa'al ta'ant Hashem, only in the place that you would build. Ve'lo achra, no one else would build it. Machon l'shivtecha pa'al ta'ashem, da' bayit rishon. Now he goes and explains this possible. Machon, what we say in the Shira, the first reference to a temple, is referring to Bayit Rishon. Mikdash Hashem Kenanu Yadertha, you will build a sanctuary, and your hands will make a sanctuary, that Bayit Shani is the second temple. The Tarvayu Omanusa de Kutsha Brihu. It was intended that both this temple is referred to in the Chumash, in the Shira, were not going to be built by man, they were going to be built by Hashem Yisborach, and both brought down to earth at the same time. Midyar Gizu Kamei, but since Am Yisrael upset Hashem Yisborach and went astray in the Midbar, Mitu, they had to die in the Midbar, Ve'ach Naslon Kusabrihu Lebenayu Daran, came allowed the children to go into Eretz Yisrael, but things were no longer the same. Ubeisa is Boni al Yedid Barnas. Human being had to build a temple. Ubeginkach Loit Kayim, and because human beings build a temple, it will not be lasting forever. The Shlomo Havayada, Shlomo HaMelech knew this. The high of Adad Barnas Loit Kayim, he knew, we're making the temple, it will not last forever. The Alda Amar, Im Hashem Lo Yivne Bayis. He said in the Apostle, if Hashem doesn't build a building, those who are building it will not last forever. So what the Apostle was referring to has not come down to earth yet, both first and second. Ulzimna de'ate, de'atid lavo, when the time is right, Ketiv, Boine Yerushalayim Hashem. Hashem will build Yerushalayim. Ihu v'lo achra, himself and no one else. Ubinyona da anan mechakan, and that's what we are waiting for. That's the answer to the goy. We're not waiting for Bayit Rishon, Bayit Shani, that we built. When the Torah referred to two temples, none of them have come down to earth. So we are waiting for both those temples to come down to us. The let be kiyum haklal, because the ones that we've built are not permanent. He goes on and he explains, and I won't read it because time won't permit to read everything. that in effect, what Hashem Yisbarah had promised to Am Yisrael will be the two temples, and they will come down together. And it tells us, one would be a physical temple that we can see, and the other one will be divided by Anonic Kavod, the clouds of glory that they had in the Midbar, which will be on top of the Beis HaMikdash, and above it will be Yerushalayim Shel Malach. Those are the two temples that Hashem will bring at the time of Mashiach. That's the answer he gave, and that's what we're hoping, and therefore there is a reference in Torah to him, because both will come together, and the Torah was never talking of any of the temples that we built. So too, when Haggai said, greater will be the glory of the latter temple than the former, he referred to those two. He didn't refer to the one that we had built. That's how, in Shemaim, they answered that question. What about the other problem that the Yidden are suffering? And to that we come to this idea of the heart being the center of the world. Not only is Yerushalayim the heart of the world that keeps the world going, but as far as the nations of the world, Am Yisrael is the heart of all the nations. So we are the ones that are pumping blood to all the nations of the world. So the nations of the world are the limbs. They cannot survive without the heart, which is Am Yisrael. And as long as Am Yisrael is there, the whole world has existence. All the nations of the world have existence. Therefore, we are the heart of the world. That's how the Zohar is explaining it. And the Zohar goes on and tells us that since the heart is a very sensitive organ and cannot take impurities, other limbs can take a lot more bashing and impurities than can the heart. Therefore, as the heart would get sick at impurities, but other organs might be able to take it, so therefore the heart suffers more. So to Am Yisrael, being the hearts of all the nations of the world, are more sensitive and more delicate, and therefore, automatically, in their sensitivity, in their delicate state, cannot tolerate spiritual things that are incorrect, imbalances that are spiritual imbalances, and automatically they're going to suffer as a consequence of that. That doesn't make them any further away from Hashem Yisbarach, it makes them closer to Hashem Yisbarach. In other words, the suffering is a result of something spiritually not right, and therefore because you're the more delicate and the more sensitive of all, that you suffer. And I'll give you a muscle that's not brought in the Zohar. You look in your garden, sometimes you have a puddle of water, muddy, dirty's been there, water's been there for days. It's polluted water. Birds come and drink it. They thrive on it. They don't get ill. But if you tell a child to go and drink that water, he would get violently sick. The more sensitive, the more delicate, the more you're going to react to it. Am Yisrael is sensitive, it's delicate spiritually. And therefore, the result of that will suffer more than any other nation. That's the second table. Similarly, with the question of what they eat. The third question was, is the Ummah Sa'ilam eat anything? We can't. We are more sensitive. There are certain foods, certain animals that are not spiritually clean, that belong to the side of tumor. And whatever you do to them, you can remove the tumor away from them. And therefore, the Jewish neshama is incompatible with that food. We can't tolerate it. Ummah Sa'ilam can take it. The neshamas are different, and therefore they are compatible with it. They'll thrive on it. Those are the three terutzim that came from Eliyahu HaNavi in the name of Hashem Yisbarah to Rabbi Eliezer. And here we have this concept, again, that Yerushalayim and we as a people are the heart of the world. And as the heart of the world, we have greater responsibilities. And therefore, those responsibilities we suffer more to. Now, coming back to the Gemara in Sota, the Gemara asks, after you've told me all this, you know what? If every day things get worse. This day this has gone, that has gone. The temple is not here. The heart of the world is not functioning. How is the world functioning? If the heart has gone, the truth is, the heart can be sick, but the person can still live. It will be a person with angina. It's delicate, it's difficult, but the heart is still alive. It's not dead. Yerushalayim has been destroyed. The heart is still alive. Yerushalayim Shilmala, the brain, is still functioning. The connection between the spiritual realms and the lower worlds still has to be. Even if the connection is weak and we are like a sick person, but it's still alive. The Gemara asks, what keeps the heart ticking during this period? The Gemara says, well, Alma amai kam moikim. What makes the world survive? If the heart is not ticking, if it's not properly functioning, what makes the world survive? The Gemara in that mentet himself. And the Gemara answers, Akidusha de Sidra, de Yehesh Meraba de Agadta. On two things, makes the world tick. When we say Uva Litzion, that's called Kidusha de Sidra. The Kedusha we say when we're sitting down, and we say the Targum with it, we say it in Aramaic. And Yehesh Meraba, which is another prayer, is Kaddish that you say after learning, actually it says here after Agadata, and both of those have one thing in common. They deal with learning Torah, and they deal with Kiddush Hashem. And they're both in Aramaic, and the Geonim, Hiddush Geonim on the side points another common thread between the two. They both say the words, Le'alam ul'almei almaya, forever and ever and ever. And that gives hope to Am Yisrael. Don't think that the temple was destroyed, the first, the second, the heart is not functioning properly, things are no good. Le'alam ul'almei almaya, this link between Shamayim and the lower worlds will never cease. And this is a hope that Am Yisrael has. Now Rashi points out, what's so special about these two things? And this is really, takes me back to the Pesikta. The heart of Israel was the fact that Chachomim sat in the center of the temple and they learned Torah there. And that effect resonated throughout the entire world. And Rashi says here, Seder Kedusha, Shelo Tiknuha, El Shiyu Kol Yisrael, Oiskim Batoira, Kochol Yom, Dabar Mua. Why did the Chachomim Mermetakim Uvalitzion? For one simple reason, says Rashi, that now that Yidden are dispersed in Golos throughout the world, the opportunity for learning Torah may not always be there. We will ensure that every single year, from the biggest Talmid Chochem to the biggest Amharic, when he does and he recites this Pesukim from the Novi and then translates them in Targum, that's Limud HaTorah. It might only be one or two Pesukim, but that's Limud HaTorah. The fact that they translated it into a language that they understood, that means they went away that day, they learned Torah. Davar Muad, says Rashi, small, a posuk, two psukim. Shoimrim kiriyato v'targumu, you say the posuk and then you say it in Targum. Vehem kioizkim batoira, that's considered learning Torah. Vekivan shenuheg b'chol Yisrael. Now the other great thing is, that when we come to learning Torah, there are many different levels and standards of Torah. But here, you say a posuk and you say the Targum, we're all equal. Every, from the highest year to the lowest, in learning, we're all equal, we're all the same. And we're all in the midst of learning. The Chol Yisrael, the Talmidim, Uberaret, the Yeshkan Stein, and there is two values. Talmud Torah, the Kedusha Hashem. And Choviv Huon, this is beloved to Hashem, is Bar. וכן אמן יהש מרבה מבורך שאיני מהר הגודה. And though so too, when we answer amen yehesh merabba, after there is the Rav gives a drasha, again, we are saying le'alam le'ameh al-maya, it's being said in Aramaic so that everyone could understand in those days, and again it's promoting al-Israel, barabonon, al-Talmidehon, we are promoting the well-being of those who are learning Torah, so those are upholding the Torah, and that's what Hazal say. The Shekhinah departed from Yerushalayim. The heart is sick. Where do you find the Shekhinah has its dwelling now? Arba Amot Shel Halacha. When people learn, there you find the Shekhinah. And that is what keeps the world round. That's what the heart of Yerushalayim is still kept on going, feeding the entire world, feeding all the nations of the world via Am Yisrael, is because Am Yisrael has never abandoned Torah.